This is the Gus Bradley Show.
Gus Bradley Show.
Live from the Hanania Studio.
Moore in the shotgun takes the snap, drops the throw, pressure coming. He's hit, sack, swarm back at the 41-yard line.
Anthony Smith gets the sack.
Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley, plus Brian Sexton and former Jaguar Jeff Loggeman are sponsored by EverBank. The Gus Bradley Show begins right now.
All right, here we go. Big Gus Bradley Show on a Thursday evening. Jaguars getting on the charter, heading to New York City tomorrow to take on the Jets on Saturday night. And for the next hour, we'll talk with the Jaguars head coach about that contest, about his team, about camp. And you're invited to join us. Our phone number this evening, 355-NFL1. And if you are listening across the network or on the internet, 800-355-6351. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Jeff Loggeman. Coach, welcome. Nice to see you.
Oh, it's great again to be here. Appreciate it.
How was the week?
You know what? It was really a good week. We learned a lot about our team. I think we've had, when you talk about it as a whole. And I know that Tuesday we didn't have as good of a practice as we had hoped. Mainly on the offensive side, but we really revamped some things. We looked at it, and it wasn't so much players related. We felt like as a coaching staff, we could do some things to help them, and we tailored some things down, and we had a better performance. So I think we learned about our team even more.
And it has to help getting some guys back. Looking on the offensive side of the ball, Justin Blackmon, I guess you couldn't correct me anyway, but Justin Blackmon, I think, has had the best week of practice in 2 years that I have seen.
Boy, he is really competitive. And I think that, this whole process that we're going through for him and really getting him fine-tuned. I know he had the injury, but he's really, learned the offense. That time that he was out with his injury, he's really been a great value to us as far as helping the younger guys. And he was ready to practice. There was no doubt about it. And he was really competitive this whole week.
Because when he was out, he was highly involved. Like, as you
highly
said, coaching
involved.
Guys on the sideline. But I didn't expect to see his level of conditioning to be where it was at so soon.
Yeah, it's a credit to our strength and training staff. He's, he's going to obviously play, but we're going to be smart with him as far as, making sure that he doesn't have any soft tissue injuries or anything like that. We really want to try to play him as much as we can in this preseason.
You got a lot of guys back this week. You have a couple guys sitting out, but we'll start with Blackmon, obviously. But, what's it like to have Cyprian on the field now? I mean, this is a guy, people who know you and what you've done in this league, think Cam Chancellor and how important your safety in Seattle was, and so we're looking at Cyprian as being a key cog in your defense.
Yeah.
What's it like for you to get your safety back?
Well, I know there's comparisons like that, but he's really his own type of player. And, with his injury, he's had some time to sit back there and watch and kind of analyze the defense and get a better feel for things. So he's had a couple good days of practice, and he will play as well on Saturday. And, again, he'll be one of the starters, but we'll have to hold him back some.
But the one thing that I do notice about him, he still looks like a rookie who's missed 3 weeks of training camp, because you can see him a little hesitant at times, and at the conclusion of each play, there's a lot of conversation going on between him and defensive backs coach Dwayne Walker.
Right, and that's to try to speed everything up for him. But he's going to go out there and he's going to play hard and play fast, and he will make some mistakes just like, other members on our defense. But we really want to have him have that mindset, because he is so aggressive and so spirited. We want to make sure that personality is on the field.
Well, I couldn't help but, watch him and Dwight Lowry working together. I mean, that's a guy who's been around with the Jets and here the last couple of years. And the value of watching from the sidelines is one thing, but the value of being out there with a veteran who you'll work with is probably paramount.
Yeah, you'll see Sip lean on D'Lo quite a bit. And they have great communication between them. And I have, hold D'Lo in high regard for that. He has really taken him under his wing and helped him out, along with, Marcus Trufant and some of the veteran guys. So, it's a process, and everybody's, growing together with it. And I'm excited about our DB group.
Maurice looks like he's getting better as camp has wore on. I don't know if he's still at his playing weight. He still looks a little big to me. I mean, just to me. He's going to play on Saturday night. What do you expect out of him as far as, and I don't need an exact number of play snaps, but what do you want to see out of him?
Well, I think for him just to get back in the mix. I know that, if he's been completely healthy, it might be a situation where, maybe he wouldn't play this game. But for him to get in there and get a few reps under his belt and get a feel for the game again, and, I think it's just important for him. So he won't get too many reps, but at least he'll get a chance to play and get a feel, gain his confidence back.
How about some of the guys that won't go on Saturday night? You talked about them today. The name at the top of everyone's list is Luke Jokel.
Right. No, Luke's doing, he's doing pretty good. I think if it was a regular season game, he'd probably go. We're just being cautious to make sure that it's not an injury that, doesn't linger on. So we're going to hold him out. And that's the same situation with Cecil. Cecil, there's a chance that he could have played if it was a regular season game. But we're just being cautious with these guys and make sure that they're healthy and ready to go next week.
I wish that he was going to play this game because you look across the New York Jets front. They've got, I think, three first-rounders and then another high pick. This is a young, talented group. It'd be a great gauge.
Oh, it will be. And it'll be a great gauge for our other guys, too. So we're really looking forward to this opportunity. And, we all know that the Jets are a challenge during the regular season. And then to play them in the preseason, they have, a lot of multiple looks. And we really try to spend a lot of time as far as, going against ones versus ones in our practice. So it'll be a greater challenge for us, but one that we're really looking forward to.
Now I want you to explain to the listeners what multiple looks means.
Well, multiple fronts, multiple blitz packages, multiple coverages.
Rex does some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
In other words.
Even in this early stage. And, there's different philosophies out there. And, they've done a good job with their defense over the years. And, so I'm sure they're trying to find out their personnel just like we are.
In a preseason game, it might be too early to say, but from an evaluation standpoint, would you take a look at a guy and say, I want to see Luke Jokel against Muhammad Wilkerson or Quentin Coples because you know what these guys are capable of and you want to evaluate, or Pazdur or whoever it might be?
Well, there are some positions we can do that, but unfortunately, if you're the right tackle, you have to take, the competition of who lines up across from you. You can't dictate it so much. So, with some of our spots, but when it occurs, it's a good measuring stick for us.
All right, we need a break. We've got much more to come with head coach Gus Bradley, and you're listening to The Gus Bradley Show on the Jaguars Radio Network. Hey, Jaguars fans, game day starts with you. Introducing the Everbank On the Prowl sweepstakes. For each Jaguars home game, one lucky fan will win tickets, pregame sideline access, and the chance to lead the Jaguars onto the field. The Jaguars will be hungry on game day and need you to lead them on the prowl. To enter and for official rules, go to everbank.com/prowl. Visit everbank.com/prowl today, because the next Jaguars home game could start with you. No purchase necessary. Everbank is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. We're back in Bob's living room with 2 minutes left on the clock.
All right, let's go, Jags.
Here comes Jackson DeVille ziplining through the house.
Wow!
Oh, guess we should have removed that window. Third and one. We need to stop here. Buzz Lesney just pulverized that bookcase.
Dude!
Touchdown, Jacksonville!
I gotta get me some tickets.
Your living room will never be as exciting as Everbank Field. Get your tickets now. Call 904-633-2000 or visit jaguars.com. Stand united.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Gus Bradley Show is brought to you by Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started, maple finished. Brian Sexton and Jeff Loggeman with the head coach of the Jaguars, Gus Bradley. The big announcement today that Blaine Gabbert will be the starting quarterback on Saturday night when the Jaguars play the Jets. By the way, that is a 7:30 kickoff from MetLife Stadium. We'll kick things off right here on the Jaguars Radio Network at 6:30 with the Jaguars pregame show. For those of you listening in Jacksonville, we get things started with the Publix tailgate show at 4:30. We say big announcement because the people who are listening are, you know, they're on edge. They want to know. They're trying to figure this thing out. Was it a big announcement from your perspective?
You know what? I understand. You know, our fans are out there. They're interested in what's going on. But for us, we're not too concerned right now who's starting. I think we looked at the whole process. We put it all together, and we just felt like, you know, at this point in time, you know, Blaine had 17 snaps, I believe, the game before. Chad had 25, 26. And, you know, Blaine hasn't played the last six games, I think, of last year. And as we put it together, we said, you know what, we want to go with Blaine, and we'll keep the first group out there, and Chad will get multiple reps with the first group as well.
And most fans are going to look to the performance in preseason game one against the Dolphins and say, well, Blaine had a 16.7 rating and Chad had a 90-something rating. How can that be?
Well, you know, yeah. You know, we don't look at that too much. We were looking more at, you know, their demeanor, how they handle it. I mean, we looked at Miami's defense offensively, and you know, we were making sure that we wouldn't get hit with anything that was out of the ordinary. But for the most part, we really competed against ourselves. And there's timing things that we're still going through as a first time with the offense, and it's a process. But we think we made some, you know, some real good gains this past week.
But you really, I mean, you guys look beyond just a rating or a completion percentage. I mean, you use the terms body of work to really kind of describe the decision, I know, and describe to people what body of work is.
Well, you know, how they handle themselves in the meeting with the team, their leadership skills, you know, projection, and, you know, how the level of where they can get to. And to be honest with you, we're really excited about both of them. I mean, Chad Henne's had a great career at Michigan. He's probably the, if not the, you know, leads the history of Michigan in passing, and has done some good things in the NFL. And we have a pretty good feel for Chad. Now Blaine, you know, his upside is, you know, something that we're really intrigued with. We think that you know, once he gets an understanding for the offense and what we're asking him to do, that there's a tremendous upside with him. And that's what we're weighing out right now. And, you know, we've got to simplify some things and narrow it down as if we do it for a regular season game and give them the opportunity.
Is there a point where it's beneficial to go ahead and name a starter? Or from your perspective, is it great just to have the competition rolling?
Well, I think to a point, it's good to have the competition. I think it's been really good for our guys. And I think they've both grown because of it. Now, the advantage of naming a starter is now that starter gets multiple reps. And you know, the majority of reps, and it just helps with timing, with efficiency, and you know, we were talking about it earlier before. We want to be a culture of execution where we really execute very well, and to do that, you need reps. So by naming a starter, you can, you know, start amping up the reps, and you can see that become even clearer.
Everybody has talked about Blaine and Chad. Talk about Matt Scott and the other quarterback, Mike Kafka. How are they doing?
Well, first of all, Mike Kafka, I think, you know, what he brings is he has some poise. And, you know, he has a command of things, even though he's a little bit behind as far as installations compared to everybody else, as far as, you know, understanding the offense. So we're intrigued by him. Now, Matt, he's young, and he is a rookie, and he'll make some mistakes. But he's talented, his arm strength, his ability to run. But he is really in the beginning stages right now.
And not only that, he's tough. I showed, and this is going to be a cheap plug here, on Jaguars All Access Monday night, the first penalty that he took where he got hit right in the helmet, and the helmet pops off, he literally catches the guy in midair, the defensive end who was unblocked, and turns around and slams him into the ground. I mean, even though it wasn't a quarterback type, but the toughness he exhibited on that play and the kind of the edge, I liked.
You know what? That's what we're intrigued about with Matt. He's got a strong arm, and you just see him right now. He doesn't have a complete understanding. And we understand that. It's hard when you get 4 or 5 reps, you know, in certain periods and none the next period. So, you know, but he is intriguing. I think he's a guy that once he gets reps or once he gets opportunities or he learns the system, his value will become even greater.
Looking ahead, but, you know, for a guy like that on a roster, on a practice squad, how valuable is the season for him when he gets time out working? I know it's not in your offense, but just to have him out there
working
with the
defense. Well, it's good. You know, I think he becomes more comfortable. And, you know, that's important for a quarterback because poise and comfort and confidence are all important factors. And even going against the first-team defense and the second-team defense, you know, if that should happen for Matt, I think would be beneficial for him.
I was going to say, you just mentioned that you have guys that are not, you know, when you name a starter, they get the vast majority of the reps. So for a young guy to develop, he's got to do it in August and then on the practice field.
Yeah, on the practice field during the season against, you know, as a service team member. So, yeah, you know, but we, like I said, we're intrigued by him just because of his physical skills.
Real quick, have you mentioned or talked about with the general manager, David Caldwell, about formulas yet for roster makeup? Because, I mean, it's not happening after this game, but after the third preseason game, you got to get down to 75, and then after that, you got to be down to 53, and also to determine your roster on game day, it's 47.
Right.
Have you had those conversations?
Yes. Yeah, we have. We talk every day about it, and sometimes it's while everybody else is in meetings. You know, we may sit and talk and look at the personnel chart and the personnel board and go through things, and, you know, in college, personnel placement is really big, trying to find guys and put them in position where you think they add value to the team. Well, in our case, the NFL and our team is no different. We're trying to place people in certain spots that give them an opportunity to really bring value to our team.
You're listening to The Gus Bradley Show, and you can join us 355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. When we return, we'll talk with the coach about the midweek correction and Mercedes Lewis talking to the team here on The Gus Bradley Show on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the Hanania Studio. The Gus Bradley Show continues right now.
All right, here we go. Brian Sexton, Jeff Loggeman, the head coach of the Jaguars, Gus Bradley. You alluded when we got started that it was a tough week for the offense up to a point. And then Mercedes Lewis grabbed a hold of everybody after practice on Tuesday. And yesterday on the practice field, things moved much, much smoother. Give me your thoughts on a player stepping up like that, and Mercedes in particular.
Well, you know, like I've said, with some players, you hold some in high regard because the time they played and the respect that they've earned, and that's Mercedes for us. And for him to do that, and, you know, the practice was, you know, we said that, you know, there's going to be days that we have tough days, and that's really all it was on offense. It was a tough day, but give credit to the defense. And, you know, they were playing well that day. So it was a combination, but Mercedes felt like it was time to call the offense together and really made some, you know, strong points. And, you know, I have absolutely no problem with that. I think it's great. And he did it in a way that was trying to bring the team closer together and really just to heighten the sense of urgency we need to have. So it was really, really cool.
Does it make you feel good as a head coach when you have players step up? And I don't want to make anything bigger out of this than it is, but to take ownership of the team.
It's great. And, you know, it wasn't only Mercedes. You know, he just happened to be the guy that spoke. There's other guys on the team that have done that. And this just happened to be out in the field. So, yeah, I really like the way our team is operating right now. I think you know, they're on the right track, and we just got to keep our focus.
You've talked about Mercedes Lewis on defense. Poslesny has been talked about as being a leader. Are there others emerging?
Yeah, and more so by their play. You know, I think that sometimes it's hard to be a leader unless you really display it on the field first.
We talked about that a little while ago, and that you do have to have, you know, performance and success before you can speak and be heard.
Right, and I think we have very capable players that can do that. And I think that you'll see those guys even become stronger as the year goes on, once they get an opportunity to play and demonstrate their skills.
355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. How about Mercedes in general this camp? You know, he came out on Wednesday and made the 4 catches, and I thought he looked terrific in practice on Wednesday. What's your assessment of him overall?
He's been very good. I think if you watch the inside drill, his run blocking, and how he's performed there, he's back to performing at a level we expect. and the consistency's been there. And I know he'd be the first to admit that at times he's dropped a ball or two, but that happens. And it's been really cool to see him come back and the expectation of the level he expects to play at from himself and from us is at an all-time high.
Did you know what kind of a blocker he was when you got here?
I knew that he was very good. I think just seeing him on tape, you know, I didn't realize maybe how good he was. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have him a part of this team.
Let's talk about a blocker up front. Will Rackley, a guy that in his rookie year, as most rookies do, struggled a little bit. Last year had a pretty severe ankle injury. This year he's back. He's in your starting lineup. Hasn't been talked about much. How has he progressed?
He very well. George has talked about him in our personnel meetings.
George Yarno.
George Yarno. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, George Yarno. Just the progress that he's made. But you could tell now when he came into training camp, he had a different look about him, and it was an all business look. And you know, I think it helps when you finally feel healthy. You know, there's a lot that goes into it, but he has really stepped up, and you know, we really like his progress.
I want to stick with the offensive line just to follow up question that, because when you go to your 47 game day roster, typically on game day you get 7 offensive linemen. You know, so now you're going to have to guys are competing not only for starting jobs but also spot number 6 and spot number 7. Those guys have to have versatility and to be able to play multiple positions. Is that starting to clear up for you?
It is. I think this game will be helpful because we're going to play guys a lot more. You know, you're going to see guys play, you know, 2 quarters or into the 3rd quarter that are battling for those jobs. And, you know, it's been great to watch, their evaluating their progress through the training camp and through OTAs and minicamp.
Is there anybody in particular, you know, from that second group of that offensive line? You know, we look at Jason Spitz. He's a veteran guy who's been around for a couple of years. Brewster started 7 games last year undrafted. Nowak was there. You know, I mean, is anybody from that group showing you anything as you go forward?
Yeah, I think, you know, Cam Bradfield is a guy that will get a lot of playing time this week. You know, and obviously Brewster, when Brad didn't play last week, he stepped in and did a nice job. Drew Nowak is starting to show glimpses now to where we're seeing him play. And it's one thing to do it in practice, and he's had a solid training camp, but he performed well in the Miami game. And, you know, you try to celebrate the victories in preseason games. And celebrate the victories would mean, you know, 42 snaps or 42 attempts and throwing the ball, 1 sack. That's good. It's much better. You know, we need to keep growing from there. You know, so you celebrate those things and point them out to your team to continue to make sure that they're your strength.
And people forget that Drew Nowak was a defensive lineman in college, at a small college.
Right. He got moved in the middle of camp last year when they had injuries, when Spitz went down, when Rackley went down. All of a sudden they didn't have any to play, so they moved him over there, and it turned out he was a guy with some ability.
Right, and I think just the environment has helped him. You know, he's got, you know, Will around him and Meester around him and those guys and Eugene Monroe, and I think that he's understanding the level it takes to play consistently at this level.
All right, the Gus Bradley Show is brought to you by Presentation Resource Incorporated. When we return, we talk about some of the young guys, including a Virginia linebacker, which will make Loggy smile, Leroy Reynolds, here on the Gus Bradley Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Fanatics.com is the number one online store for official Jaguars gear. Check out Fanatics.com for an unbelievable selection of Jags jerseys, Jags hats, Jags t-shirts, and more. With more than 2,400 Jaguars products, Fanatics.com has everything for men, women, and kids. Great customer service, 365-day returns, and fast shipping on every order. And if you're a fan of the Gators, Seminoles, or Hurricanes, Fanatics.com has it all. Fanatics.com has more than 250,000 products. Every sport, every team. Fanatics.com, where Jags fans shop.
This summer, Ford brings you thrilling adventure.
So what's the plan?
Heroic performance.
We have to get out of here.
The Ford Summer Spectacular Sales Event.
He's the best chance we've got.
Featuring blockbuster deals on Ford cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers.
This is awesome.
Experience EcoBoost technology and Ford fuel economy.
So you in or out?
Don't miss the Ford Summer Spectacular Sales Event. Now play at your Southern Ford dealer and southernforddealers.com.
Sonny's annual Pitmaster Showdown. 3 barbecue sandwiches made the cut. Only one will make the menu. Will it be Melvin's Sweet Carolina? Pulled pork topped with homemade coleslaw and sauce. Wayne's Smoke and Gun, smoked brisket, sausage, peppers, onions, and sauce, or Amy's Triple Threat, smoked turkey, chicken, bacon, cheese, and barbecue ranch. Try all three for just $7.99 each. Then vote for your favorite at PitmasterShowdown.com for a shot at a free big deal combo.
30,000 jobs, a $2.9 billion annual economic impact on the Northeast Florida region. At the Jacksonville Aviation Authority, they have turned their diversified four-airport system into an economic engine that serves the commercial, industrial, business, and recreational aviation needs of our community. That's going beyond daily. Learn more at flyjacksonville.com. That's flyjacksonville.com.
Fans, nobody helps you get ready for game day better than Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today. Okay, we enter into the realm of the Cavalier for a moment here and start talking about Leroy Reynolds. And I have to tell you, Coach, that one of the very first days of training camp, you know, we were just going through names like we do as we're kind of getting them down. And I said, what do you think of this linebacker from Virginia, knowing his affinity for Virginia? And he goes, I think the kid can play. And we've started to see him, I thought in practice yesterday when you had him an outside linebacker, he looked like he belonged.
Yeah, he's had really a nice training camp. For him to come in and step in and, you know, first of all, Mike, he's getting a lot thrown at him. And to take control like he has been impressive. And it shows up. We have, a deal in with the defense that we award the player that shows the greatest effort and things like that. And I think he's probably won it five or six times. And it usually displays somebody that's playing pretty well. And, he showed up. Now, there's no doubt about that. And now he's going to get the opportunity to play a little outside.
When you say he's a Mike, that's the middle linebacker, basically the captain of the defense, calls right. The plays in the huddle, has to be the captain of the ship. But he plays with a suddenness, a little bit of nasty, and he actually has really good coverage skills for a lot of Mikes don't have.
Right. I'd say a lot of nasty. You know, that's he's real explosive out there. He's got good speed. One of the things that we need to look at is just how can he operate in space. And, Russell Allen's been a very good player here and will continue to be. And, we're blessed to have him. And it's unfortunate that this injury took place. But because of it, you know, it's going to give guys opportunities to try to make this team. And, you know, Leroy is going to have the opportunity this weekend to play a little outside to help his chances.
Well, he had a lot of opportunities against Miami. I'm watching the film of Leroy Reynolds. He's on punt team. He's on kickoff coverage, kickoff return, punt return, I think was the only thing he might not have been on. And then he's taking snaps, you know, a lot of snaps on defense. And this week it's not going to get shortened up at all.
You know, I think what's been impressive of him is you'll see him the first play of a team period. You know, if it's a toss outside, he just takes the right angle and you'll see him run all the way down the sideline. And then you'll watch him the last play he's in and he does the same thing. He just really has a strong passion for the game, a certain attitude and mentality that we're looking for. And, we just need to continue to watch him progress.
Well, we talked about Nowak. We're talking about Leroy Reynolds. I mean, both of these guys are undrafted. Another guy that most people look at him and say, no chance, Paul Hazel. Undersized defensive end from Western Michigan. The way that he played late in preseason game number one, for not being a big guy, he plays with great leverage. He's athletic. But if you could just get about 20 pounds on
right.
him, boy, you talk about maybe a dream Leo.
Right. He's, you know what, we look for certain traits. And for that Leo spot, speed is one of them. And, he possesses those traits. And, yes, he is a little bit undersized, a little bit inexperienced at playing the position.
Doesn't play undersized, though.
No, he doesn't. It'll be interesting to see if, you know, how teams try to attack him and can he, you know, handle that. But as a third down rusher, a guy that can maybe bring some extra speed to our rush, you know, he's shown that in preseason and in training camp.
Go back to the linebackers for just a moment. You know, we talked a lot about Leroy Reynolds during our broadcast last Friday night. Another guy we talked about was Brandon Marshall, who was a fifth-round pick here last year, but he was on and off the roster some time on the practice squad. And really, when he showed up for camp, nobody really thought there was a whole lot there based on last year. Five tackles the other night, and he's had pretty good practice sessions too.
Yeah, you know, Brandon had a really good offseason. Well, I should say from June through training camp. Went and worked out at Miami and just came back again with a little bit different mindset, you know, and he really showed his competitiveness. And he'll get an opportunity to play that spot too. And, he's had a really good training camp. He had a solid game against Miami, but he's looking to improve this game.
And going to the other side of the fence, so to speak, the veteran guys. Send Derek Marks, what a great start for him.
Right, yeah. I mean, to have the pressure that we've been looking for. We said we were going to test the front four and see how much pressure we can generate with those guys without bringing much pressure to see what we have. And to see that early in the game was good.
You know, if we were talking about the Jets' defensive line, their offensive line, you've been saying it for the last couple of years because the Jaguars have faced the Jets, that it's one of the better offensive lines in the league. And so when you can, you know, find a matchup with DeBrickashaw Ferguson, who's a three-time Pro Bowler, or the center, Nick Mangold, who's a four-time Pro Bowler, I mean, that's got to be a good opportunity for your team,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a great challenge. And that's what I mentioned before, that we're really looking forward to this challenge. It's, you know, the Jets have do some very good things on offense and defense, and it gives our opportunity for our players to really match up against them and really test our skills and really how our, you know, our scheme is going to hold up.
Have you been following the quarterback madness of New York?
No, you know, it's hard to.
How can you not? It's been on SportsCenter every time.
You hear bits and pieces. I haven't seen any of the clips of it, but we have our own team to concentrate on.
It's interesting, to say the least, but it always is with New York, from a guy who played there for 6 years.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Hey, by the way, I'm glad Leroy Reynolds is wearing 56. He's representing well.
Right. Well, you know what? Back to Leroy. It is going to be interesting. But this is what preseason's all about. He had just moved to that position 2 days ago. So will he make mistakes? Yes, we understand that. But we really want a chance to see him, evaluate him. How does he operate in space? Can he run and hit? And we know mistakes are going to happen. We're going to try to limit them. But what a great evaluation tool.
You know, the one thing that Jeff said that day that we were first talking about him is, can he run? Can he run?
Yes, he can. There's one thing that, you know, a guy can run a fast 40 time, and I don't know what Leroy is, high four or fives, but it's another thing to see it on the field. And that's what I think it really jumps out at you on the field.
The thing that jumped out at me the most was the way he practices. You talked about he won the award five different times in training camp so far for being practiced.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
The way he practices with the intensity and the energy, I mean, he just stands out.
Right.
And it's hard not to notice.
No, and you know what? He does have some physical traits, but it's a credit really to his coach, Mark Duffner, and Puzz, and guys like that, Russell, that have really taken him under his wing and have helped him tremendously. So a lot of credit, you know, for his performance up to this point. I think, you know, a lot of people are involved in it.
Yeah, we don't want to get going too fast here.
Yeah,
it's only been one preseason game for an undrafted rookie.
We've got some other players, yeah.
All right, plenty to talk about with the head coach. When we come back, we'll talk about breaking camp, which the Jaguars do this week. You're listening to the Gus Bradley Show here on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the Hanania Studio. The Gus Bradley Show continues right now.
So the guys going home tonight?
Yeah, they're going home. It's a happy camp right now. They get a chance to go home, some of them to their families, and see their wives and kids for the first time in quite a while. So, yeah, it's an exciting time for them.
Jaguars broke camp today. What does that really mean in today's day and age?
Well, it means they're no longer required to stay at the hotel, although we'll have some of our players staying there. They get a chance to go back home. But the schedule really doesn't change too much. We still have our walkthroughs. We still have our practices where we're competing against each other. And, you know, so there's some of it that changes, but it's also a nice, you know, opportunity for them to be back with their family now.
And the food was really good.
Yeah, and the food's always good.
Yeah, because after you broke camp today, you let the guys bring in their families and the kids and had a barbecue.
Yeah, we did. You know what? I've had a chance to meet some of their wives and some of their girlfriends, and I just think it's always good at this point in time to where, you know, bring them in and get an opportunity to meet them and get to know their families. And, you know, there's a real world out there, too. And I think that's, you know, it's great that their families get a chance to come in and visit.
Where do you learn that? You know, as far as, you know, now that you're the head coach, is that something that you learned from Pete Carroll? Is that something you learned in Tampa with John Gruden?
Well, I think it's, you know, probably, you know, the personality of the head coach. We did it in college, and you know, but it's almost a must in college, right? During the recruiting process and get to know families. But, you know, we have a genuine appreciation for our effort of our players and what they do. And I think that, you know, there's some special people out there that, you know, that are part of their families, that have put them in position to be where they're at. And I think it's always important to get to know them. And you know, obviously it's tough. You know, you only have an hour to visit with them. But, you know, they need to know the face and the voice of the guy that's leading the organization, you know, and that's Dave and I. So it's good for them to meet us.
Go to regular season routine when you get back from New York?
Well, we've already incorporated some of our regular season routine as far as our emphasis on each day. And so our players are getting a gradual taste of what it's going to be like during the regular season.
355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. Special teams on the docket when we come back. You're listening to the Gus Bradley Show here on the Jaguars Radio Network. All right, back to wrap up this edition of the Gus Bradley Show. The Jaguars and Jets from MetLife Stadium. It's a 7:30 kickoff on Saturday evening. For those of you on the network, 6:30 for the Jaguars pregame show. For those of you in Jacksonville, it is a 4:30 Publix tailgate show kicking off. All right, Coach, you take your team on the road for the first time as the head coach. Talk a little bit about the logistics and the challenge of taking a team in the preseason where you've got all these extra guys, you got all the interns. It's a big undertaking to make it happen, isn't it?
Right. There can be a lot of distractions when you travel on the road, but we're going to try to eliminate as many as we can. Our routine is the same once we get there as a home game. We are going to take our injured players on the road, which is, you know, something we had to think about because they can get maybe a little bit better treatment here. But we called ahead. We've got the ellipticals. We got the bikes all set up in the hotel for us. So we think we can get just as much done there. And they get a chance to feel the routine of what it takes to travel in the NFL.
And with the preseason, typically they're night games. And
right.
So, you know, the bad thing is that, you know, you travel and then you sit around a hotel all day long. But what it's a great opportunity, one, to catch up on sleep, two, get off your feet. You know, if not, and I'm not talking about just players, coaches as well.
Right, and, you know, to get off your feet part, that's what's critical. For our guys to really, you know, we're going to get them up and going at probably 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, and we don't want them to go back to their room and sleep for 8 hours right up to the game. But, you know, we want to get them active, but really just lay in their bed and watch TV if they need to and take a nap here and there. But, yeah, it's a great opportunity for us. I think, you know, nothing else that prepares us for those times when we do have to play, you know, a Thursday night game or a Monday night game.
You know, it's just a side note, but you were in Seattle the last couple of years. In Seattle, everything's a big trip.
Yeah, it is.
Now,
it is.
This isn't the year to compare it because you've got a bunch of big trips.
Right. No, it's good. And, you know, we really will go anywhere, anytime for an opportunity to compete and get better. And that's how we look at it as a team. And, you know, we look forward to each one of those opportunities, and we understand the challenge that takes place, but we look forward to it.
What do you tell your team right before kickoff? Because you talked about the emphasis of running around, hitting in the first game. What do you tell your team right before kickoff in New York Saturday night?
Well, we made a big emphasis this week on finishing and the importance of it. Finishing on punt returns, you know, catch the ball, then get the yardage. Catch the ball as a receiver, then get upfield. You know, so finishing has been a big part of our emphasis this week. And for our players, you know, we try to pick one or two things out a week to really emphasize and really detail and lock into so we see those things take place on the field.
Should be a nice night. They're talking about temperatures in the low 70s for kickoff.
I mean, every
and
night's
eventually
a nice
in
night
the 60s.
Yeah. Okay. Every night's a nice night when you get a chance to play football. And our guys and I know our staff is looking forward to
Eager forward, obviously. Now, another week to hit someone in another color uniform to get better. And that's obviously the message every week.
That's right. That's correct.
All right. That's head coach Gus Bradley. Yeah, I'm sorry. Did you have something?
No. Okay. I'm looking forward to it because, you know, the greatest thing for me is to sit back and to watch the growth from week to week to week. And as a coach, that's probably got to be the most rewarding.
You know what? It's no different. It's no different for a coach. I mean, we love our guys. We love their attitude, their mentality, and they're taking everything in. They know a lot of football. We're trying to teach them our style and our scheme, and really we're trying to adjust to their style as well. And it's great learning, and it's a great opportunity to watch them grow, and I'm excited for each one of them.
All right. Saturday night, Jaguars and Jets from MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Again, for those of you right here in Jacksonville, well, you can pick us up with the Publix Tailgate Show starting at 4:30 Eastern Time. And then, of course, we'll come along with Jaguars pregame. You'll hear Jeff's conversation with the head coach and all the stories that lead us up to. That's the best thing about preseason, all the stories.
All the stories.
Every player out there has a story.
That's right.
And also watching your staff grow as well. Because, I mean, there is a period of adjustment for the staff to know the talent.
There is. But we're doing that growth together. It's an unbelievable experience, and it's a great time.
All right, that'll do it for the Gus Bradley Show. Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate it.
Talk to you next week. Yep. Have a great night, everybody.